Yes, my hounds, you did well today. First you scented the stag, then you helped me bring him down. I think we all deserve a treat. The night is warm and Sister Moon shines brightly. What say we bathe in this beautiful spring? I doubt the Naiad will mind us using it in her absence. After all, I've pleasured her before. Who is it that skulks there? You might think yourself silent, but your paltry attempts at stealth only anger me. Come out. Now. Ah, I see. Another cloaked hunter, thinking themselves clever. Do you often lay in hiding and spy on bathing women? You shake your head, but I do not believe you. Step forward. Now. You avert your eyes too late. You might as well look at me. Do you recognize me yet? No? Look again. Is my body not perfect? Muscular and well-formed? Are my legs not long and shapely? Are my arms not strong from wielding my bow? Does my skin not shine in the moonlight? Do my eyes not glow with divine rage? I smell your fear. Do you wish to run? I'm confident my hounds would enjoy both the chase and the rending of your flesh. See that you're standing your ground. Well, come to me. I'll reward you with a swift end. If nothing else, you can tell Hades that you died bravely. There's something different about you, Hunter. Lower your hood. You're a woman. How delightful. And you are quite appealing. Shy as well. You lower your beautiful eyes coyly and blush. Are you so affected by my nakedness? Oh, you are an adorable thing. Well, I did say I deserved a treat. I am gravely offended. What is to be done about that, little sneak? You seem like a smart girl. How does one deal with an offended goddess? That's right, with sacrifice. And what do you have that you might sacrifice? Your coin? No. I'm not interested, and you have so little. Your bow? Well, I must say, that is quite excellent. Did you make it yourself? Impressive, but still, no. I have a bow, and mine was crafted by Hephaestus himself. You have nothing else to offer? Are you sure? Your life. Well, that would be enough, to be sure, but it would be a waste. know. Your body will do nicely. What do I mean? Oh, you are a sweet young thing, aren't you? Strip. You heard me. Take off your sandals. Remove your cloak and tunic. Let your hair flow freely. I wish to see you. Oh. What have we here? Very nice. You were hiding quite a bit of beauty behind that old cloak and dull tunic. Don't cover yourself. There's no shame in nakedness. Certainly not between women. Especially not when they're going to be friends. You'd like that, wouldn't you? To be friends with a goddess instead of her enemy? I thought that might be the case. Well, I bathe with my friends. Come here. Into the spring with me. Sit beside me. And provide me with your fair company. Good. Is it not comfortable and warm, surrounding you as if in a lover's embrace? What? I'm having trouble hearing you over the sounds of the water. Ah, I know. Why don't you come over here and sit closer? No, closer than that. Here, let me just part my legs, and you can sit in front of me. There, right between them. And this way I can help you to wash. See, isn't that nice? To have your friend pouring warm water over you, running her fingers through your hair. Good. That's right. Just relax back into me. What am I doing? Why, I'm washing the front of your body. I know you can reach it, but isn't it nicer when a friend does it for you? You nod, but the way your breath hitches and your lips are parted is an even better answer. I don't want to do anything that makes you uncomfortable, but I do want to make you feel better. So I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do, and you can stop me. No. We're not quite at the part where you sacrifice to me. Let's call this a purification ritual. First, I'm going to put my hand here on your lovely belly. Oh, it flutters so wonderfully at my touch. Don't worry. I'm not going to hurt you. That's it. Relax. And with this other hand, I'm going to start washing your chest. Well, more like caressing, to be honest. That's it. I'm just going to hold your breast gently. Like this. Oh, your nipple has stiffened quite quickly under my touch. Well, I suppose I'll have to reward it with a little pinch. Oh,
My, that whimper and moan. So wonderful. I'm starting to feel like your little intrusion was fate. Ah, your breath quickens. That's fine. Grasp at my legs. Put your hands on my thighs. I'll take care of you. Tell me, have you never been with a woman before? No, I don't mean in a bath. I mean as a lover. No? Well, that's unfortunate, because I think you might enjoy it. In fact, I think you might enjoy it if I just lowered my hand to your... That's it. Do you like the feel of my nimble fingers dancing around your clitoris? Oh, you may buck your hips, my young doe, but I'm afraid I'm just teasing you. Why? I'm teasing you because you need to be teased. Don't you feel that inside you? That feeling building. Yes, I'm sure you've climaxed before. But let me assure you, it's entirely different when someone experienced helps you along the way. Yes. I think you're ready to stop being teased. Let me just slip my finger inside. Yes. Grasp at me. Feel my fingers inside you, moving in and out, rubbing you, filling you, stretching you. Feel me inside you. Grind against my palm. That's right, little doe. Good girl. I can tell you're getting closer. Turn your head towards me now. That's it. Keep going. Yes. Yes. Come for me, my little toe. That's right. Right there. Let me hold you right there. Come for me. My. That was a very strong one, wasn't it? No, it's nothing to be ashamed of. It's quite rewarding to see. So, while I do love holding you at my mercy, there is the matter of your offense against me. Yes. I fear that we must take care of that small matter before we can further develop our friendship. Let me just stand. No. You stay there. In front of me. On your knees. I see you're even more innocent than I thought. Have you never been pleasured by the mouth of another? No? Don't worry. I can see you're eager to learn. Good. You see my thatch of dark hair there? And the pearl of my sex? Yes. You're gonna use your lips and tongue and fingers to pleasure me. Succeed, and you'll have your life. Fail, and, well, first, kiss my thigh. There. Good. Now, higher. And on the inside. Yes. Much better. Now, closer to my labia. Fucks. Close. Now on my labia. Now push your tongue inside me. Oh, gods, yes. How do you find the taste? Good. I'm glad. I want you to enjoy this as well. Now explore me with your tongue. And lips, moving up and around, and on my pearl. Yes, very pleasing. Oh, fuck. Yes. No, that's good. Keep going. Yes. Good girl. Good. Now take your lovely fingers. Yes. Put two of them inside. Yes. Attend my pearl. Move your fingers. Yes. Yes. Just like that. Curl your fingers up. Yes. That was quite a fitting sacrifice. You should smile in pride, for you've made a goddess climax. Yes, I shall spare you. You have more than earned your life. As to your freedom, No, I don't think so. I'm afraid your leaving is out of the question. I've become quite attached to you and your talented young tongue. Don't think of it as servitude, love. You just have a new hunting and bathing partner. Now, let's talk about sleeping arrangements.